Expand your mind and enrich your world. It's time for another outstanding podcast from ICRT.
I'm Nancy Sun with today's episode of Easy News. The TIEX opened up 16 points this morning from yesterday's close at 20,208 on turnover of 3.6 billion NT. The market closed slightly lower on Monday after hitting an all-time closing high last week. The electronics sector, which has driven recent gains, came under pressure. Select old economy stocks, in particular those in the electric machinery and transportation sectors, attracted buying to lend some support to the broader market. The Ma Ying-jeou Culture and Education Foundation says the former head of state will lead a delegation of Taiwanese students on a peace visit to China from April 1st to April 11th. According to Foundation Director Xiao Shuzhen, the delegation is planning to visit Guangdong and Shanxi provinces and also Beijing. China's Taiwan Affairs Office has issued a statement welcoming Ma's planned visit. The foundation says no plans have been made to meet with Chinese officials. However, the foundation's director is not dismissing reports that Ma could meet with Xi Jinping while in Beijing. It says that specific arrangements will be left up to the Chinese side, which is hosting the delegation. The presidential office is planning to play host to a special event for young people on April 4th to coincide with Children's Day holiday. According to presidential office spokeswoman Lu Yuchen, the event will transform the building into a giant maze filled with fun, games, and live performances. It will be the first time the presidential office will have opened its doors to youngsters on Children's Day to host a special party. The presidential office spokeswoman says children will have the opportunity to have their photos taken with replica military aircraft. They could also pretend to be the president by hosting their own press conferences in the building's briefing room. In international news, Japan's prime minister says no plans have been made for a summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, despite reports that he has requested a sit-down. DPRK state media on Monday reported Pyongyang had received the request from Fumio Kishida. Chris Gilbert reports from Tokyo.
KCNA reports that Kim Yo-jong, Kim Jong-un's sister, has said that Prime Minister Kishida has conveyed his intention to meet. Kishida has said publicly on several occasions that he wishes to meet with Kim to resolve the issue of the historical abduction of Japanese nationals by North Korea in the 1970s and 1980s. Pyongyang says the issue is already resolved, a claim that Japan's Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshimasa Hayashi says is totally unacceptable. Japan and North Korea have no formal diplomatic ties, although there have been reports of backroom talks between diplomats in neutral countries on the issue. The last communication between the two leaders was a sympathy message sent by Kim Jong-un following the New Year's Day earthquake in Japan's Ishikawa region. Chris Gilbert in Tokyo.
Puerto Rico has declared an epidemic following a spike in dengue cases. The U.S. territory of 3.2 million people has reported at least 549 cases so far this year, compared with a total of 1,293 cases for all of last year. The island's health department says more than 340 people have been hospitalized for the mosquito-borne virus. Officials said Monday that the majority of cases have been reported in the capital of San Juan. More than 5 million dengue cases were reported last year worldwide. Nearly 80% of those occurred in the Western Hemisphere, according to the World Health Organization. And that was the ICRT News. Check in again tomorrow for our simplified version of the news, uploaded every day in the afternoon. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm Nancy Sun.
Hey there. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. If you'd like to hear more from ICRT, you can check out our other podcasts. We've got Taiwan Talk, where we chat with a new guest every Monday, Taiwan This Week, a roundup of the news in Taiwan every Friday, and English in the News, for useful English expressions explained in Chinese. For some lighter news in both English and Chinese, check out News Bites and News for Kids. And if you enjoy them, tell a friend. Thanks for listening.